Okay. Let's see, we have one more item before we, two more items before we get back to the ones that Commissioner Fish wanted to take up together. So let's take 481 and 41.
481.
Yes, please.
Revised transportation fees, rates, and charges for fiscal year 2014-15 and fix an effective date.
Commissioner Novick.
Colleagues, this is the annual update of transportation fees and charges. Starting in fiscal year 2011-12, the Bureau of Transportation located all permit fees, rates, and charges for approved transportation services in PBOT's transportation fee schedule. The schedule reflects annual updates to the approved budget years, with fees, rates, and charges effective on July 1 to reflect new fees, discontinued fees, fee increases, and fee decreases. Fees may change to reflect changes in, for example, services or conditions, cost increases or decreases, and updates to methodologies. These updated fees are effective July 1, 2014. PBOT involved the Development Review Advisory Committee, the Building Owners and Managers Association, utility companies and agencies, permittees, and PBOT's Bureau Advisory Committee in discussion of fee updates. The Bureau also invited interested parties to meetings and attended regularly scheduled conversations with business groups to discuss transportation fees. And we have before us Alyssa Mahar, Business Services Manager, and Christine Leon, Development and Capital Group Manager, and Michael Jacobs, Senior Smart Park Program Manager, give us a summary and answer any questions.
Thank you, Commissioner. I'm Alyssa Mahar from PBOT, again, joined with Christine Leon and Michael Jacobs. And Commissioner Novick gave us a great introduction, so I think he took a lot of my bullet points, but that's okay. So Michael's going to talk in a little more detail about the parking garages so you can understand the changes in that structure. Primarily, the changes in the fees and the schedules reflect moving towards full cost recovery, changes in inflationary factors, and for parking garages to address demand and capacity issues. So those are the primary reasons for the changes. As the commissioner mentioned, we have spoken with our advisory committees about the fee schedule, and we provide notification to individuals who have a significant impact to their fee. So I'm going to turn it over to Michael Jacobs at this point in time, and then if you have any questions, we're happy to answer those.
Good afternoon, Mayor and Commissioners. In addressing the adjustments for the Smart Park rates, we look at market conditions, we look at occupancy levels in the garages, and we look at what CPI is for the current year. There are really two issues that we looked at this year, and it relates to occupancy levels. In the 4th and Yamhill garage, we've seen a lot of business in that garage, which is good for us. The occupancy levels, let me be more specific, the average weekday peak time occupancy levels are averaging around 90%, which is a little higher than what we want. Our target is around 85%, so that there's continuous turnover.
Those are short-term garages, right?
These are short-term garages, so we're managing towards the mission of the Smart Park, which is for short-term. The O'Brien Square garage also has a very high occupancy number, around 90%. And on the flip side of that, we have our 10th and Yamhill garages, which is experiencing pretty low occupancy numbers right now, around 55%. So we're trying to do essentially three things. First is on the all-day rates. We're proposing to increase the 3rd and Alder, the 4th and Yamhill rates from 12 to 13 for the all-day rate. We're proposing to increase the O'Brien Square all-day rate from $10 to $12. And we're proposing to reduce the all-day rate at 10th and Yamhill from $14 a day down to $11 a day, thereby creating an incentive for folks who want to stay downtown longer than 4 hours, hopefully to park at the 10th and Yamhill garage, and kind of loosen up the demand at the 4th and Yamhill garage. With relation to the monthly parking, we are still selling about 70 permits at the 4th and Yamhill garage. So we're proposing to raise that rate based on market, but also based on occupancy numbers at the 4th and Yamhill garage from $204 a month up to $219 a month. I know that's a big jump, but we're hoping that will create some reduction in the number of people who want to buy the permits at the 4th and Yamhill, thereby leaving more room for short-term visits. And then we're also proposing on the weekend evening maximum rates to reduce that in the downtown core from $6 down to $5. Operator felt like that was an easier number to market to the community, get people to come in. They felt like it won't have an impact on our revenue. So I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Okay. Questions?
So are you increasing the third and fourth hours for short-term parking?
I am not, we're not changing any of the hourly rates for the first 4 hours.
Those are all the
those are all staying the same.
Okay. It looks like the pattern of the remaining fee increases is just a rather modest one. And
any of the other rates are really based around CPI increases.
Yeah. Okay. Other questions for the team?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anyone signed up to testify on this?
We have one person, Joseph Ballum.
Come on up. Good afternoon.
Hello, my name is Joseph Ballum. I'm a young Oregonian here. I'm interested in opening a business downtown, perhaps. And I'd like to speak more towards all the fees involved, but specifically the proposed street fees from Commissioner Novak.
Well, that's not on the table today.
Sure.
So this, what we're acting on is our existing fee
system. I can go on these fees as well. I understand that the city is desperate for municipal funds, but I urge you not to introduce higher fees and more fees. Oregonians already pay roughly 10% of their income in taxes before they even get to the fees. I have a real fear that the city is raising prices and is going to end up driving out businesses and make downtown a much less vibrant place than it is with the current proposals. I was hoping to speak towards,
That'll be next week.
That'll be next week. Sure, I'll have to check the schedule again.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate you coming in. Thank you very much. Okay, then this is going to come back for second reading next week. Thank you.